This is very clearly a recruitment embargo. The minister has come out and said that there will be no more hiring in hospitals unless they have the current expenditure budget themselves, something that hospitals right across the state don't have, and neither does Letterkenny General Hospital. Therefore, there will be no recruitment for vacancies that exist within that hospital. What you will see is some hospitals having to rely on agency staffing, and we've received figures so far to show that so far this year they've spent the hospitals across the state have spent €68 million on agency staffing instead of actually recruiting the nurses that are required. And this, in my view, will cause more chaos to a hospital that is already under serious pressure with trolley numbers and with operations being cancelled.
And you've spoken to staff at Letterkenny University Hospital and you're concerned at the impact this will have on morale and, of course, workload.
Yeah, look, to say that, you know, staff there that are outrage would be an understatement. They are absolutely really, really angry at what is happening there. They've been working in that hospital and providing, as everybody knows, excellent care for the patients that go through those doors. But they've been doing that in very, very difficult circumstances, not least with the flooding, but also with the chaos that we have in A&E and how that backlogs flows up right throughout the hospital system. And the idea that vacancies in that hospital will not be now recruited, as the minister tries to get to grips with the fact that our hospitals are underfunded. And that's, you know, what goes to the core of all of this here, and what myself and Senator Padraig McLaughlin has been saying for many, many years, that we need to invest more money into our hospitals, that we need to recruit the additional frontline services, that we need more nurses and more consultants. And we've showed the government how this can be done in our health policy document. But unfortunately, for patients across Donegal and elsewhere, that has fallen on deaf ears.